This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is in Los Angeles. I'm Susan Stamberg. The Bush administration later this week is expected to give its views on Iraq's 12,000-page weapons declaration. Administration officials already have suggested the report has serious flaws and omissions. More than 100 weapons inspectors are in Iraq, and today a team heads for the northern city of Mosul to look at a pharmaceutical factory. The next test of Iraqi cooperation will be responsible to a UN request for a list of scientists involved in secret weapons research. The U.S. says without this cooperation, UN inspectors can't learn much about Iraq's weapons programs. NPR's Tom Jelton reports.
It was the United States that insisted that last month's UN resolution give weapons inspectors the authority to take Iraqi scientists out of the country and interview them privately. And White House spokesman Ari Fleischer yesterday said the United States now wants the UN inspectors to use that authority and demand those interviews.
That is an important part of Resolution 1441, as passed unanimously by all members of the Security Council. The reason the United States feels so strongly about this is because this often is the best way to find out what Iraq is really up to.
U.S. officials have tried to encourage Iraqi scientists to defect, offering them and their family members asylum. Weapons inspectors, in fact, have had their greatest success in Iraq when defecting scientists have told the inspectors where to look. Secretary of State Colin Powell argued yesterday that a UN demand for private interviews would also be a quick way to determine whether Saddam Hussein is genuinely willing to cooperate with the inspectors or is only pretending to.
The resolution 1441 provides for those who need to be interviewed to be made available. And if Iraq does not comply with that requirement of the resolution, I'm sure the international community will take note and decide what action is appropriate.
National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice and other U.S. officials have twice met with Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix to press him on the need to demand interviews with Iraqi scientists. After the second meeting last week, Blix wrote Iraqi officials asking them to come up with a list of scientists involved with weapons research. An Iraqi general said on Lebanese television yesterday that Baghdad will provide Blix with the list he has requested. But Blix's spokesman, Ewan Buchanan, says the issue of interviewing the Iraqi scientists is still under discussion.
The Security Council has given us the authority to speak to Iraqi individuals on their own without minders present, and has also given us the authority to take people out of the country if we so wish. But the modalities of that are still being considered.
Blix has said he has no intention of abducting Iraqi scientists or of running what he calls a defection agency. And it's still not clear whether he's willing to press the interview issue the way the administration wants him to. Ewan Buchanan says the UN staff can foresee all kinds of practical difficulties trying to get Iraqi scientists out of the country.
For example, if the Iraqi side chose to try and block us taking people out of the country, and clearly if that were to happen, that would be something we might have to raise with the Security Council.
But U.S. officials might welcome that development, seeing it as one that might convince Security Council members that military action against Iraq might be justified. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.